That's it. With this agenda, we might be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he's on, he sent an email, said he's on a call at work, and he told everybody to feel free to jump on at 6:10. So I just got on to let everybody know that.
I gotta go down and get my papers anyway.
How you been making out?
Not too bad.
A lot has happened since the last meeting, ain't it?
Yeah, just, I guess from a mental aspect, it's been challenging.
Yeah.
I'm glad things are changing, but I'm concerned. I'm curious why now. You know, what is it that, you know, that's pushing all these issues now?
Right, right. Yeah, you got folks. You got folks. You got the NFL talking. They were scared. They were like Roadrunner. Oh. I think it just might have been the tip. I think sitting there watching somebody kill somebody for 9 straight minutes, man, that you almost run. When you sort of claim ignorance of that, you almost run the risk that folks may literally you might just be out. And I think people probably realizing that at some point some people are speaking up saying, you know, I'm tired of just laughing when I know it's not funny. I'm tired of ignoring it when I know it's blatant. And it just was time for me to, you know, say something. Some folks have been saying that they wanted to say something, but they were too afraid. They were uncomfortable. They didn't know if they could say the wrong thing. You know, and so they just said, I chose to be silent. But this was an opportunity where I saw other people speaking up. And I think once they saw white folks out there burning down buildings and whatnot, they're like, oh, okay.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Shell?
What's going on, y'all?
How you making out?
I'm all right. How about you? Y'all good?
Good, man. You got your, you ain't get it yet.
Love Sack. I just got on the phone with him. I'm trying to figure out where's it at.
That's all. Well, it takes like 4 weeks to get it, don't it?
Yeah, she said anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks. So yeah. They checking on it.
And it usually, I think it comes before the four, but especially with all this going on.
Right. Yeah.
But I
couldn't turn down.
It's like an all day project.
That's what I heard. Is it putting the covers on the things?
It's hard. It's doable because you want it to fit snug.
Right.
In order for, because they make them so if you don't put it on right and tight, it ain't going to go on. So it's almost like it's fitted.
Right, right, right.
But, so I was glad I had He-Man Jesse, me and him help put that together. Listen, yeah, it was crazy, man.
We had to get one. Like, you know, my brother, he got one, so my wife was already sold on it. I would just see the price.
Your brother got one?
Yeah, he got one. He ordered it. He just ordered another one. Well, he had brought his a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And with the sale and everything, he went and got one because they just got a new house. So
right. Where they living at now?
In Middletown.
Oh, okay.
They're like 5 minutes from us.
Yeah. So listen, everybody. Mikhail sent an email, said he's not going to be on until 6:10. So he said you can feel free to join in at 6:10. So I came on at 6 just to let everybody know so you wouldn't be sitting around until 6:10 wondering where he was. But he's not going to be on until 6:10.
What's up, Neil?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Hanging in there?
Good, good.
Yeah, Shelf, but you enjoy it. Liz says she love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. So
I got a couple. My man TJ from Apple, he has one.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he has one. He's just the durability. Then if you know you spill anything, you can wash the cover, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what I like about him is that every time I'm moving, you're wondering if you can get your couch anywhere. You have to worry about it because it comes in 16 pieces.
That was the thing. So when we was packing up my brother's crib, you know, I was looking at that couch. I'm like, how are we going to fit in the truck? And he was like, man, this whole thing comes apart. And it just pop, pop, pop.
Right, yeah. Definitely, man. So what's up with the NBA? They act like they're not going to play, huh?
Man, they say Kyrie Irving is messing everything up.
Well, Kyrie not even playing. That's what they were saying.
They was like, you doing all this riffraff. Y'all not even in the question. Like, that, of course you say, we shouldn't go back.
Yeah. But I thought LeBron was involved with them not playing, too.
No, I think LeBron is, like, forced to go back and play. And then Kyrie is like, it's going to be a distraction from the message.
Howard said he agreed with Kyrie.
Yeah, Dwight Howard. I saw that. Dwight
Howard ain't relevant, is he?
Well, he's playing on the Lakers. He wouldn't be at home. Kyrie Irving said today he was willing to give it all up. So Kendrick Perkins was like, "Well, retire then."
But what's Kyrie saying that? But going back and playing takes away from the message.
Yep, basically shifts the focus.
What's the message? What are you talking about? With the injustice?
It's the injustice. Yeah.
I thought it gives them a platform because right now they ain't in front of nobody.
That's true.
That's it.
I thought that's what
LeBron's message.
Yeah, and I thought one of the other leagues, I think like maybe hey Ami, how you doing?
Hi, good thanks.
Mikhail's not gonna be on until 6:10. Okay, just so you're aware, so you don't have to. The meeting's not gonna start until 6:10. In case you want to run around the block, or play some squash or something.
Oh God, squash, not so much. Thanks. How are you guys doing, by the way? Everything going okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
Have you been a part of any of the marches in Wilmington?
I have. I'm not from Wilmington, and Wilmington's not very safe right now, so I'm going to leave that up to Emil.
Hello!
So that was, I was actually wondering, because I don't live in Wilmington at the moment, so I was just, obviously I've been doing lessons on it with a lot of the kids, even the Thomas Edison kids, and that's all we've been, like, talking about and going over and like, hearing the students' reflections and stuff. Yeah. It's been really interesting. So all I've been doing is trying to get like as much research as possible. I mean, you research it all you can online, but it's not the same as being there. So yeah. I just didn't know if any of you guys, if any of you were part of the marches or if you knew how things are going. Is it safe? Like, I didn't know if it was like super unsafe at the moment or like, and I just, I'd like to believe that like, you know, a lot of it is safe for the simple reason that people are, you know, peacefully marching, but then you have like obviously the other side, and
right, and you just don't know when it's going to jump off.
The cops in here.
Yeah,
right. I heard they stopped the 95 at one time. They shut down 95.
Yeah, I saw that.
The guy who ran the protests kind of ran like was in charge of kind of getting people involved in that. He said that he had started the one on 95. So his idea was to have that be one of the peaceful ones where they're kind of blocked off. He had come out the next day. So that evening was when the looting happened on Market Street. And he had come out the next day with like, a few of his family members and friends to help clean up Market Street. And he had said that like, there's a whole article on it. And he was well written, well said on his part. He was like, this is insane. Like, this is absolutely unacceptable. You know, like, I had tried to get people out to do the peaceful protesting on 95. All of us went, for the most part, went home, went to bed, thinking, okay, you know, we did our part. We had our peaceful day. And then you had, like, a whole group of people kind of, like, unfortunately come out and kind of trash Market Street. And he was saying how, like, it's just, it's so unfortunate that, you know, you're harming your own community. You know, he was saying that like some of the people had put up placards saying like, please don't like I'm a, one of the Black community members. Please don't like harm my business or whatnot. But I heard Al's was one of the places that that got broken into.
Al's Sporting's Good. Yeah.
Oh, Al's what? Right.
Yeah, I heard Al's got it.
Wow.
So I was talking to Richard, who's in here. I his son's in the squash program. And yeah, he was like, it's been there since like 1932. And so along with, I don't know, so it was just interesting. If any of you guys want to read that article, he was talking about like, you know, people, especially youth in the community who were going out doing this, start spending black, like be sensible about what you're doing. You know, the people that you're kind of breaking into, they get their insurance money back. And then, so they're actually making money rather than, you know, and the ones that are a part of the community are losing out. And anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to like talk about all this. I just,
that's
I
okay.
was just curious if you guys had any.
Just a little social justice before we start the meeting.
I'm just like reminder, so I don't know what else to talk about.
Amanda, how's everybody doing?
Hi, good, how's everyone?
Good. Sorry, for whatever reason, drama always hits me the day I have to do a Zoom meeting. So it's good to see everybody. Mr. Cooper in the house. Good to see you, sir.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Cooper.
Right now, I can't be seen. I don't know why.
Oh, we can see you.
We can see you.
We see you.
We see you.
We see you. Let me
stop
eating. Amanda, I don't think I've seen you on video yet. So Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
All right, let me. All right, I'll pull up the agenda. You guys waited long enough. Let's see here.
And Emil said, listen, the meat might not only last for a minute.
So, let's see here. All right, pulling up.
Has anybody seen Ollie at all?
He was on for a quick second.
And I couldn't see his. Did you see his picture or just his name?
He's on.
Just see his name.
Just his name.
So his face.
For a quick second, and then it went off.
Right. Because he said he's here.
Yeah.
But I don't.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining. I'll go ahead and kick us off and open us up. We'll start with approval of the May board minutes. So hopefully
somebody recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'm always scared that I'm gonna forget to hit record, so now I just do it from the beginning. So they just get a bunch of extra talking. All right. Let me know if you have any thoughts on that. So I have two screens. So if I'm ever looking cross-eyed, I have you guys on one screen. I'm pulling up on my other monitor. So I'm not like looking away from you. All right. Motion to approve those minutes if there's no comments.
Come on, somebody.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second, Emil Brown.
All right. It's been moved and it's been approved. And it's been motioned to receive and accept. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any oppositions? All right. The ayes have it. Public comment. I don't think that I'm looking at all of the boxes and I recognize everyone. But public comment, in case anyone's on the phone. I don't think you are, because I don't see that. Any parents? All right. Any teacher comment?
None at this time.
All right. And general public? All right. I don't think we have any visitors with us today. School report.
Okay, real quick, just some remote learning updates. We ended the year on June 5th. We had a Zoom 8th grade graduation. Unfortunately, we were only allowed on 100 attendance on the Zoom, so we had to leave all of that room for students and their parents. But we are planning an outdoor short ceremony sometime in the summer. So we'll make sure we invite everyone to attend. But the Zoom the Zoom graduation, which was pretty much hosted and organized by the eighth grade teachers, went very well. Report cards are finished and have been mailed. Jesse and his team are cleaning and preparing the building for the summer. All contracts have been signed and returned. And for the first time that I can remember, we've had every teacher sign a contract and return for next year. At this point, we have a 100% retention rate, which is amazing. So especially in a year, especially a year like this. So that's amazing. And so the first day for staff will be August 12th. And first day for students will be Thursday, August 20th. If we return, of course, if not, we'll have to go to an alternative learning program, whether that be in school, remote, or all remote. And we'll be presenting before the next board meeting what those alternate educational programs will be looking like for the school. Social distancing, we know, will be a challenge in school, but we're just awaiting from the state what their directive is and how they want schools to move. But until then, we'll keep planning and meeting with our team and making sure that we're supporting students over the summer and getting ready for whatever school looks like in the fall. And that's it.
Now, so, Principal, I want to so all contracts were signed and returned, 100% retention. I mean, that's phenomenal. Any comments or feedback teachers have given when signing their contracts?
Ms. Winder could probably speak to that more. It's just that folks were just they just were so appreciative of being able to go through this experience and feel supported by the school and the board. And also, I'm sure that with so much uncertainty out in the world, I'm sure there are people who probably felt that it's safer to be somewhere where I know I have a job than to go and look, because there's so many districts that are cut. I don't know if Christina was able to get their referendum passed or not.
Yes, but,
it did.
It did. Okay, good. Yes. So there's so many districts that know they're already saying it's going to have to make cuts. I was reading in one state where they totally cut all music and all phys ed from the entire curriculum, all schools. To save money, which I know is going to hurt kids. So, but yes, the feedback that I received, and again, Ms. Weiner can probably add a little more on this, is that people were just thankful and appreciative to be employed, to be supported by the employer, and to be a part of a team that they know, you know, really cares about the students and staff.
Yes, from my interaction with them, issuing the contracts, the majority of people said that they were just grateful to have a job in this environment that we're in now. And they were very, very, very appreciative of the sign-on bonus. And they were really surprised that they even got one. So they were really happy and really thankful that they got their contract and to, like they said, have a job.
Right. Did you guys do it by Zoom or did you guys do it in person?
In person.
In person.
Mm-hmm. Of course, with mask on and social distancing.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah. Right. Now, some people did choose to have their contract mailed to them. So we did offer that. So we didn't make it mandatory to come in. So some people did have their contracts mailed to them. And then they could, you know, mail them back. Most people chose to just come in because they came in and signed a contract on the same day when they came in and closed their room up, those kinds of things.
Gotcha. Nah, that makes sense. Any other questions or comments for Principal L?
Motion to approve the head of school report.
Second, Nicole Huffner.
All right, it's been approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? All right, the ayes have it. All right, school financials. Let's see if I can
pull up. Okay.
Hold on. Another. I'm not ESPN. Okay, Ms. Wanda, I think I have them up.
Yeah, is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, just wanted to hit the highlights that at this point, actuals through the end of May for revenues. It's 9.6 million expenses, approximately 8.6 million rounded, and that leaves cash flow of 1 million approximately. I just wanted to add, you know, a few months ago we expected to end the year with a small deficit of 10,000. Now it's to the good of 238,000 approximately, and we're working hard to use those funds. We only have a few more days, but we've been doing some purchase orders, so at least the cash won't show because it's like it's already spent. So and the reason for the surplus is that we are not using as many services for the kids. The expenses are lower, the fixed costs are lower, and just projecting that this is what the end will be. But hopefully, you know, we're working hard to use that money so that at the end of the year, we won't lose it. Are there any questions?
All right. 238, and so do you have anything else you're trying to do before the end of the year, like the Jesse or anything like that?
Yeah, we did get some expenses in for Jesse. We're going to get a new clock system that we really, really, really need. The old system, it just was so old, it was impossible to support anymore. So,
what was that? A new clock system, you said?
Yeah, because we had the clock system so that they read off of each other. You didn't have to, you know, do any adjustments to each individual clock. It was just on one system. So we had to search for a new clock system. So it's going to read off of the tower that, like, the cell phones and everything read off of. So we don't have to make any adjustments for daylight savings time or anything like that.
All right. Any questions or comments for Ms. Wander? Anything you want me to highlight here? All right.
One more month.
Yeah, it's just funny now with this, you know, just 1 month as the forecast. Time rolls, time flies.
Yes, it does. Right. And we did have a finance committee meeting last week, and in preparation of starting our audit this month, talked to Vince. The young lady that was the manager of the engagement is no longer there. So Vince is actually going to be the partner and the manager. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Winder? Otherwise, you know, motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Second, Amit Patel.
All right. It's been approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any oppositions? All right. Let's have it. Let's see here. Board of Financials.
Okay. Ali said that the date for the meet for the next meeting at the bottom of the agenda is today's date.
Oh, okay.
So I think he can see us and hear us. He said that Zoom is saying they can't. They can't. Reaching his camera.
When you were speaking to the head of school, his face popped in there for a minute.
Yeah, I told him we could see him in and out. But so then I'll be his proxy again.
All right. Okay. All right. Open this foundation. All right. Do you want to review this, or you want me to point out anything? For the foundation, I have your Word doc. I mean, I have a normal spreadsheet here. You should see that on. So I don't know if you want to review anything there.
No.
All right. So as you can see here, not much. We haven't been doing much. The one thing I'll just point out on this foundation spreadsheet is the mortgage. So what I highlighted here, that 24-4-10-18 will run its course in January.
Yeah, January we make that payment.
So, so the mortgage that we gotta be careful with how I describe it, but DCIC is Delaware Community Investment Corporation. So when the building was when Thomas Edison started operating, they gave Thomas Edison to renovate the building, which was a couple $100,000. So this $24,000 is effectively what I consider to be the mortgage. Separate of that, we pay a nonprofit called Phase 5 an annual payment of $25,000. But what we pay to them is roughly 1 month of what we pay to DCIC. So this will be a big win when we don't have to pay that anymore. Outside of that, not much going on. Obviously, charter conference and everything else was canceled as you would expect. So not much activity. Any questions on that?
Motion to approve the board financials.
All right.
No grant.
Motion, Mr. Brown. Seconded by
Amit Patel. Second.
All right. It's been a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Ayes have it. Let's see. What do we have next? Mr. Cooper, I don't believe you have anything for achievement committee.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything for a personnel committee. Brown, I don't know if you had any comments or anything for operations. I don't have a formal report, but I don't know if you had anything you wanted to, you or Ms.
I don't have a formal report. I was talked to Jesse on Friday. I was going to try and stop in today, but was not available to do that due to my schedule. But Jesse said he's getting bids on trying to get a lift so that they can do maintenance at the pool. Friday he had one. And I was trying to see if there was, you know, talking about the finances, see if there's some purchases that he needed. And that was about the only thing that he could come up with. And he also said there's some pipe work that needs to be done over the summer. Those were the major things that he brought up. But I think he's talked with Prince of Wealth. You want to chime in if you know more about it in reference to the pipe work. I'm assuming it's down in the basement.
Yeah, he didn't talk to me about the pipe work recently, but I know, like some months ago, we had talked with the plumbing and the maintenance company about the age of the piping in the building in general. It's just very old, and that periodically it's going to need to be replaced because we had one we did replace in the basement, and it led to a leak where we were losing a lot of water. So I think they want to be proactive and change and periodically replace some of the corroded pipe. Some of that pipe is as old as the building.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably what he's trying to address.
So that's all I have to report for the operations committee, informal report.
Okay. We don't have to have anything else there. And as far as executive committee, I don't have anything. No formal report this month. Mr. Brown, were you able to dial into that Twitter call on Friday?
Yes, I was.
Anything interesting on that?
Kendall said that the state had a significant supply PPE. So at the state's, they're going to be sending face shields, disposable gowns, masks, they're not N95 and gloves to the different schools based on the population, as well as an ambient thermometer and goggles for the school nurses. So there is about 2 months of supplies or seasonal supplies for the normal flu season is what was given. One of the other things she had mentioned was a school survey. And whether Tom says and had signed our survey in reference to, I guess, how to potentially go back, no more than 20 people in a class or a hybrid system where some kids come on one day and some kids come on the other. Still up for discussion.
Yeah, we signed ours.
Okay.
Yeah, we signed ours.
What does every student get?
Yeah, and speaking of PPE equipment, Liz and I were talking, and we're just saying how hard it's going to be for teachers to teach in a classroom with masks. It's hard enough for me to breathe when I'm out in the heat with a mask on. I'm teaching all day. So she came up with a good idea, which I thought was great. It was like, if we could get those clear shields that come over where they could wear that over their face, like it's like a hat or a helmet, and you have the shield. That, I think, might be something that might be more doable. You could do for an hour or two, and not, it will protect you, probably greater protection, because your face, eyes, everything protected, and you're still able to see. And so we're going to look into what it would cost to get some more specific PPE equipment for staff, and even for the nurse. You know, you can imagine you know, she would need like the ultimate in protection as well.
Yeah, well, the face shield was one that's coming from the state. One of the stockpile supplies that they're going to, based on a student number.
Great. Okay. Okay. All right, good. Yeah, that'll be great.
Face shield, gloves, mask, and disposable gowns are the things she specifically mentioned. Transportation funding. There was something about verification of the dollars for the funding, and if you spent less, it would go back to the state. I was kind of multitasking, so I missed part of that. And something about a national board certification. One is already in a bill. Oh, I'm sorry. These are Bill 347. I guess they were working on based on scale as well as stipend, custodian, paraprofessionals, and secretaries should be going directly to the individual employee versus going to the school. So there's an issue on that that they're working on with the state. All steps were frozen. Delaware Walk for Teachers is on October 9th. For teachers by teachers. And that was about the highlights of the meeting.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Brown. Thanks for attending. That was much appreciated.
No problem.
Any other board member comments?
I just found out from some of the sixth grade students that they got a care package. I don't know if it was arranged by, like, I don't know if it was all the students in the school or if it was just the specific teachers, but
it was for summer camp.
It was awesome. It was so great. I think, you know, whoever had the idea and who put it together, it was, they were so excited. I was on a Zoom call and they just ran up to the screen and were like, guess what we got? And they like took everything out and went through every single piece and was like, look what we've got and what we're doing. So I just wanted to say that's amazing. And they're so excited.
Yeah, today was the first day of summer camp and she had 85 students attend via Zoom. So that's awesome. And Ms.
And in that care package, every kid received a chessboard, chess pieces. What else was in there?
They had like crayons, scissors, crayons. A bag, a water bottle. Like I was just I wish I got that. That was amazing. That's, cool. That's so great. Yeah. So I just wanted to have you guys for that. That was amazing.
Some packages that are for projects. So they're specifically labeled for the project.
And we have enough already prepared for over 100 more students when they sign up. They'll be get those. So I'm hoping those students are sort of sharing with kids who haven't signed up yet. They've gotten that care package so the parents can get, you know, get them signed up so we can keep them busy, engaged during the summer.
Great.
So we got all of our, I think we got all of our training in. Thanks, Ami, for helping out with that. The only one that I can't confirm is Christine Kirkland. I haven't been able to get in a hold of her, actually.
Have we gotten in touch with her yet?
No, we have not.
So I'll be in the building tomorrow. I'm going to, I have a good number of addresses. If I have to, I'm just going to go to her house. But, it's in school. I'll find it and then I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Or yeah.
I'm hoping she's okay.
Yeah. If you even have an address and send out, I'll just send a card.
She's okay. I think she got a new number. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she got a new number because she was coming to pick up the package and the laptop for her son and everything, grandson. Okay. So she's we just gotta update her info because she didn't even update it with the school.
All right. And even, like I said, if you have an address, I'll send her something on behalf of the board.
She's not answering emails, right? We tried to
email. No, and I have two emails for her. I have a Verizon, and then I have her work. And I've been emailing both of them, and I haven't received a response. And okay. I think that Ms. Smallwood tried to reach her via Facebook.
Yeah,
we'll, I don't know what's going on with her. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, we may have to just go by the house.
So outside of her, Ali, I know you don't have sound, but thanks for getting that in.
And thank you, appreciate it, Ali.
And Rupa's not in, but she got hers in, and that's been confirmed. So, get in touch with Christine. We're good.
I I know Ollie can't talk, but I just want to say we had a chat about him getting through the technology of doing it. And he's absolutely amazing. He figured it out on his own, and he did better than I did when I tried to do it. So just thanks, Ollie.
Wonderful. Cool. Any other new business or items we need to discuss?
Ollie sent a message. So he is speaking. Ami, you can hear him through me. He said, you guys are making an old dude study.
that's funny. anything else from anybody?
Real quick, is there anything that the teachers need? I know there's a different type of school year, but what's the funds left over? Is there something out of the ordinary that we can do, supply, support, prior to next year, funding available?
Yeah, we need to put something out. We need to reach out to leads, and maybe I'll work with Liz and our team to work on the communication and find out what it is they need.
Yeah,
I think out of the pot.
No, that's a good point, Mr. Brown.
This is the time.
I know this is a little out of the blue. I was just wondering. I've actually looked up a few just for a different job and stuff, but of like teacher training, but for like online resources and the best way to like find new and creative ways to do lesson plans through online platforms. I'm not sure how much longer, we'll be doing online platforms and stuff, but if that is something that the teachers are struggling with, or if they're interested in having any type of like courses, I know there is one course that's for free, that's a more general course, but then they have like detailed ones, how to like increase student agency, like using it and different pathways. But if there is something that the teachers or individuals are interested in, I can pass on that information. Just let me know.
Yeah, pass it on. Well, number one, remote learning will forever be a part of what we do. That's the one thing we learned from COVID-19 is that remote learning is going to be a permanent part of the educational process, and not the K-12 level, but in higher education as well. There's some schools that have already announced they're going total remote learning next year, some colleges. And some states have already announced that for the K-12 school. But yeah, if you can send that information to Mikhail, Ms. Wyandell, myself, we can share with the staff. There are some links and resources we've already shared with the staff about remote learning for professional development. But we are always looking, and they are always looking for great training programs on how to develop in that area. We all are. So please share that if you can.
Cool.
Are there any bad spots in the school for Wi-Fi service like that?
No, I think most spots in the school are okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Because we have the hot spots distributed throughout the building.
All right.
Yeah. Wow, you got a good deal on some Wi-Fi?
No, but I was. If we need to upgrade, this might be a good time to upgrade.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll check with Jeff, see if you want to upgrade. Can't be Comcast because they're terrible. Lord.
Cool. Anything else from anybody? Cool. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It's good that we're able to be efficient via Zoom. We'll be on this again next month, so we're getting better. So thanks, everybody, for joining. And in between the months, if anybody needs to reach out or anything, always feel free to shoot me an email, text me, call me, the whole nine. All right, thanks, everybody. Enjoy. I miss Ms. Wyandell buying some...
I know.
Actually, I don't miss it. I try not to eat the pizza, and I still do. So,
But Mikhail, I do want to say that when you asked about feedback, like on the contract,
yep.
The staff did express how thankful they were for the bonuses and all the other you know, additional things that the board has done for them. So I do want to express that on behalf of the staff and administration. And we appreciate the support financially that we receive, you know, from the board. So we thank you.
Just a tough year. So I was just wondering, you know, what folks had to say. And it just warms my heart. I just feel good that everyone, regardless, I mean, yeah, it's not easy to find another job.
No. Right. And I think they sent a message by having everybody sign a contract. I think that was a powerful message.
Ah, but that's you know, I'll take that any day of the week.
Yes, sir.
So,
all right, bro.
Thank you.
Sorry, Richard. Yeah, we're about to get out. All right, but everybody, you made it though. It'll be amazing. All
right. Amen. All right, you made it. Okay. Amen.
My niece had an auto emergency.
Birthday. That's all good.
Oh, there he is.
I'll read the notes. Okay. You guys have a good one.
All right, take care.
All right,
take care. No, you can't say bye, but have a good one. All right, now.
Okay, I'm out.